Hey guys,
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, here shooting live in Studio U. We're talking about how to get dominate your market. How do you dominate your market in your niche? How do you guys do that? What makes you different than the next brand? What makes you different than the next company that does what you do? What makes you different? That is the question tonight. That is the million-dollar question tonight. What makes you different? So, we're still having technical difficulties with YouTube. So just give me 1 second. We are starting a little late, but if we can't get this in the next couple minutes, then we will have to record it or upload it a different way. Yes, so that is a question for tonight. What makes you different than any other brand? Why should people come work for you? Why should people use your services? Why should people want to be a part of your team or your tribe? That is what we are going to talk about tonight. That is the topic, okay? We're going to have a special guest coming on in a few minutes. Miss Denise, she is a relationship coach, and we're going to talk to her in a few minutes about it. So we're going to break this down. When you're trying to be a billion-dollar business, when you're trying to make just making good money in business, right, and want to make more money than what you should be making, right, or what you are making right now, you have to figure out how can you do things a lot better than the next man who's doing the same thing. Let's look at Starbucks. Why do people just go to Starbucks when you got all kind of coffee? Shoot, why don't you just make the coffee at your house for a dollar or 10 cents a cup? But people go to Starbucks every day and pay $5 to $7 for one cup of coffee. Why is that? Starbucks dominated the coffee market. They made you feel like that was the best thing you could have. They made it different. They made an atmosphere for it. That's what made it different. You know, it was freshly brewed. It was new. It smelled good in there. You could sit down, you could relax, because before Starbucks happened, where did you get coffee from? The gas station for 59 cents a cup. You pull up to the gas station, you get a 99 cents cup of coffee that could be burnt, could be 2-3 days old, could have been all kind of things are wrong with this coffee, but you paid 99 cents to drink this coffee and then left. Starbucks created an atmosphere for this. The same thing with Domino's. Domino's did the same thing. Domino's pizza is not great. But when Domino's first started, they put themselves in a dominating position. Hungry college kids, fast pizza. That's what got them. Same thing with Little Caesars. $5 pizza, right? You can go to Little Caesars right now and get a $5 one-topping pizza. And it's ready. You just go in there, you ask for a pizza. You normally don't have to wait at Little Caesars for a slice, for a pizza, right? $5. Is it the best pizza? No. But if you're in a rush and you're hungry and you've got kids to be feeding at home, what is the best place to go to get something really quick for a low price? And if $5 could feed at least 2 to 3 people, 4 people depending on the size. You know what I mean? I remember going to Little Caesars and getting pizza. So as you look at your brand and as you look at what you're doing in your business, what are you doing to dominate your, to make you different than the next person who is doing whatever you do? Why are you the best caterer? Why are you the best chef? Why are you the best, why are you the best boutique to come to? What makes you different in your business? What makes you different than the rest? So anybody got a comment out there that can tell me what makes them different than the next person? And then, with all of that being said, how are you telling people about how you're dominating? How are you the best? Are you just saying, I'm the best? Nobody wants to hear I'm the best. So I'm going to go into it as a business coach. For me, I'm a business coach. I'm real. I'm hardcore. I put my foot forward more than any other person. I will work in your business, with your business, just to make sure and see how your business is running on a regular basis, right? So this is the things that I do so that I can learn your business. Most coaches don't go in and learn the business and see what the problem is, because I want to give you an aspect of it from the in outside in. Because I don't know how you're running your business. I don't know what your operations look like. I don't know how anything works out. I just know that your business is different, and it needs some nurturing. It needs some coaching. You need to know what's going on. What is the problem? So with the new marketing software that I've presented, and then I have new proprietary software. The new software that I am presenting has great marketing and financial and all different aspects of how you can make your business better. So that is what I bring to the table. I create a one-on-one. I make you feel like you're family with me. I make you feel like I am your partner, and I work with you, and I'm there with you all of the time while you're doing your business. So that's how I dominate it. And then I don't come off as being superior to you. I am right there with you. I'm not superior. I'm doing the same thing that you're doing. I'm working the same steps that you're working. I might flip a burger in the back for you. You know what I mean? And why? Because if I flip the burger and can make a burger and I just walk into your business today, that means your employees should be able to do it and the next person should be able to do it. Now, if I go into the back of your kitchen and I have to run around and run in different circles to find everything, and where's this? Where's that? Where's this? Where's that? Then I know what your problem is. Why is it? Now I know why it takes you 45 minutes to get a freaking burger out. Why your customers are upset. If I sign up for your email book or your book online or your online class or your online coaching, and I don't get emails, or I don't get any information about it, or I get lost, or it's too complicated to go through, those are the things that will affect your business. So I want to go through step by step as if I was a consumer looking at it that way. So that, because when you're on the back end of things, and I'm at fault of this too, when you're on the back end of things, you do not see your business the same way as the person on the front end. It looks totally different. It feels totally different because it is your baby. That's like when you see a little bad kid at Walmart crying in the store, you're like, why don't the parents just pick the baby up and do something with this baby? And as a parent, and I've been in that position where my daughter fell out in the middle of the store, and you exhausted that day. Like, the kid done did everything that's to you, and you don't even have the mental capacity to deal with the kid anymore. You're just like, I don't really care if it falls out. I'm tired. I'm done. Been crying all day. She mad. She don't want to do this. She don't want to do that. She don't want to do this. I got things to do. And that is what causes that problem. But as somebody looking inside, it's like, you should discipline your child more. You shouldn't let your child fall out on the ground. Especially them people who don't have no kids. These are things that they say. And you're like, boy, if you don't get out of my face, that's what you want to say to that parent or that person who's looking at you sideways while your kid is laying on the ground and you're trying not to go to jail for child abuse. That's what happens. Those are the things that happen when you are, when you're exhausted and when you're looking at it from one end of the spectrum than the other end. So with that being said, we are here to create a dominating position for your brand, for your market, for your niche of company. We want to tell people why and how you are unique. People don't want to hear the same mundane things that every other competitor is saying. If you went to Pizza Hut, Domino's, and Pop and Little Caesars, and they said, yes, we make great cheese pizza. Who cares? So pizza, sauce, and cheese. Why do I want to eat your pizza? You go to Little Caesars because the pizza is $5 and pizza really fast, right? We go to Domino's because it is in a location that is close to us and it has what they have. Then we go to, like, say, Papa John's, maybe, because we like the little pepper and the garlic sauce on it. That's what makes their piece, every one of those people's pieces, totally different from the other one and the way they market their pizza. But we're going to bring our guest on tonight, and we're going to talk. She's a relationship coach, and we're going to talk about how she markets, she dominates her market in her business. All right? Hello.
Sorry, hello. I'm not your guest. I was just listening in because seems to me that you picked up some guidelines from some marketers that are out there. And I wanted to find out if that was true, if you follow any specific philosophies of any specific marketers.
Yes, there are a couple of marketers that are out here. I have access, or I'm a partner with Profit Acceleration and LPW marketing firm that helped me produce some of my marketing material. So, yes.
Okay. I was thinking maybe if you heard of Dan Kennedy, for example.
The name does not ring a bell as of right now. I'm not sure.
No, okay. Oh, all right. Okay, well, thanks. I'm not the guest, so I'll just I'll put myself on mute.
Okay, thank you. Hello, how are you tonight?
Hello.
Hey, so you're my guest tonight. I had a caller come in, and we were just having a conversation. So, how are you today?
I am doing wonderful. A little tired, but I'm doing okay.
That is awesome. That is very awesome. So can you tell people what you do and how a little bit about you and what you do?
Absolutely. Well, my name is Denise Head, and I am the love ambassador. And what that means is I believe that I have been called of God at such a time as this in this earth to represent his love. And what I do is I help singles and I help married couples, and then I help people who are not necessarily in relationships. You might have a relationship with your boss, with your friends, with your family. I help people with their relationships. And the foundation of that is to help people understand what it really means to exercise self-love and how important it is to exercise that self-love to have healthy relationships.
That is so true. And yeah, that is very true, because I don't believe until you learn to love yourself, you can't love anybody else. And people say, oh, yes, you can. I can love, da-da-da, but you don't love them the right way.
Exactly.
and then, with this, again, this is my opinion, you're the specialist on this, but we're going to go back and forth and talk about this. because I've always wanted to do a, I wanted to do another podcast about relationships. I know you're familiar with Kevin Samuels.
Yes, yes.
So I kind of wanted to be the female version of Kevin Samuels.
I know.
I mean, I think he's very harsh and he gives out a lot of information, but at the end of the day, sometimes it comes off wrong. Very, very wrong. And I'm like, that's not what he meant to say, but you know.
Right.
So back on topic, how do you dominate your market? How do you make people want to use your coaching services and your information?
Well, you know, I really contribute that to God. I am a very spiritual person, and I follow the teachings of Jesus, and I believe, as I mentioned earlier, that I'm a love ambassador. I believe that it's my purpose and it's my call. So I do not have any specialized training. I'm not a therapist, but I do have what I call an anointing, and that is the ability to do something outside of my own education because of God's call on my life. So it's a natural thing. It's an authentic thing. And I exercise something called, in the Christian world, they may call it prophetic. In the psychology world, they call it thin slicing. And it's basically a philosophy, and it basically describes the ability to find patterns. And they call it thin slices or narrow windows of experience. So I can get on the phone with my client and immediately I have just based on a very narrow window of experience or exposure, I can basically determine where they are and where they're going and what they need. And I'm really, really excited about that because, and I believe in, you know, knowledge. One of my favorite scriptures talk about how God's people perish for lack of knowledge. So I believe that I have to continue to study and I have to continue to read and expose myself to things. And with that information, coupled with that thin slicing ability, that prophetic ability, I'm able to reach my customers in a way that's unprecedented.
Okay. So that is kind of like your superpower. Your power is to be able to analyze and to get into the nitty gritty of a person without them actually knowing that you're doing it, or knowing just by the context of the words that are coming out their mouth. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, I don't necessarily have to know them or have had any experience with them.
Right.
I just have a knowing and an understanding based on thin slices of, you know, exposure.
So give me an example. How would you, like, what would be, let's do a baby session. Just to show people your talent, and we can figure out how you actually dominate your market compared to other people that may not talk to. So, you know, like, give me a question or two, and then let's analyze the situation.
A question for you personally?
Yeah. Put you on the spot, didn't I?
I'm trying to make sure I understand what you're looking for. What type of question? I mean, is this a relationship question? I guess so, since I'm a relationship love ambassador.
Exactly. We're testing your power.
I would prefer to give you an example that I've already had because I don't really even, you know, necessarily want to dig into you right now. But, for example, I had a client couple, and upon my first meeting and talking with them, I identified that there was something in their culture that God was wanting them to impact. Okay. And so as we continued, and that was our first meeting, and I love to just let it rip on the first meeting and let them know, you know, I'm authentic. I'm not playing games here. This is what I see, and I'm willing to pay the cost if it's not right, because that's how you learn, you know. And so as I continued, and I'm still coaching with them, it's been a year and a half later, come to find out the things that they were having to face, they confirmed that, in fact, this was something that was going on in their culture. And like I said, it was my first meeting them. I had never talked to them before. And now they understand why they're going through what they're going through. And as a result, I was able to sort of direct them on the path that they should take to be able to navigate.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Another instance is I had traveled overseas to Bali, Indonesia, and I ended up meeting with a group of women. We were doing a workshop, and there was one specific young lady. Oh, my gosh, she was on my heart so heavy. I was thinking, I know I can help her, right?
Right.
And I have to, and that's another, I would say, superpower or advantage, is that just using wisdom, knowing when to speak, when not to speak, and just how to navigate around people, because everybody's different. Everybody has different personality types. Some people aren't necessarily ready for a certain level of truth. So I identified what this young lady's issues were, and I knew immediately that I could help her. But I knew she wasn't ready. So I said, I'm not saying a word. And that was very difficult, because when you know you can help somebody, you just want to help them, you know?
You do.
And so I had to sit back. And then the person who was hosting the event, maybe a day or two later, she came up to me. I was sitting out by the pool, and she came up to me, and she said, you know, I was talking with this young lady, and this was the young lady that I had, you know, was on my heart really heavy, that I knew I could help. And she said, she's having certain issues, she's having these type of problems, and I asked her, is there anybody here in this group that you would feel comfortable talking with? And she said, yes, Denise. And I thought, yes. So I knew that, I still knew that she really, at that time, she really wasn't ready for the level of truth that I spit.
Right.
So I just, you know, talked with her in general, and I just kept a hand back. I didn't push my, you know, my agenda or myself onto her. I was just there. I listened, and I was, you know, just supportive and just enjoyed the time. So when I got back to the States, I guess it was probably about three to six months later, she ended up messaging me and just spilling out and saying she wanted me to be her coach.
That is awesome.
So that's just the type, yeah, that's the type of thing that I function out of. And again, I give credit all to God. I know that this is why I'm in this earth, is to be an example of what the love of God is all about, the importance of true love, and to help people navigate that in their relationships with themselves and with others.
Nice. That is really, really, really awesome. And the cool part about it is, you know, I feel that I have a similar superpower as you do, but in business.
Okay.
As growing people's business and looking at people's businesses, and like I said earlier, like, I'm a person who, I step into your business as if I'm an employee or a partner in your business, just so that I can see and feel how you're moving, so I can understand what's touching you and what you're not touching, and different things. And then sometimes people really, like, I have a very great skill of analyzing a situation and creating solutions, because it is one thing to be able to be like, you're doing this and this wrong, right? And then people are like, so what do I do? And you're like, oh, you gotta figure that out on your own, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So I think I am I have similar strategies as you do, or similar kind of connections with certain people that help them grow their business, and you want to help. And you have to really know when to. Sometimes you can push too hard, too fast, and then sometimes it ruins the relationship. And I just kind of dealt with a situation of that sort that I believe that I thought that they wanted my full help and support, and then found out that they did not. Or they
exactly. They weren't ready.
I was trying to dominate what they were trying to do, or take the line, the shine. I'm like, no, I want you. I don't want to shine. I'm not saying I want you to shine. You know what I mean? But because I have a very powerful personality, the energy is there. So people people are like, oh, you're powerful. You're da 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 da. And I'm like, I'm just unique. You know what I mean?
Funny you should talk about business, because I basically was trained and got my, I guess you can say, cut my teeth in business. We have a family business. This is a shameless plug. We have a line of seasonings and sauces that we sell in the grocery stores, our family. The brand is Heritage Fair, and I was raised in family business ever since I was a teenager, and that's where I really honed in a lot of my skill, because I worked directly with my dad, and he was no joke. You had to have your, as he says, eyes dotted and T's crossed. And so I really did learn so much and got trained just being in that business environment most of my life. And now it's transferred over into this, and I can see how that, you know, just that discernment and being able to identify problems and anticipate, you know, objections and rejection and all that kind of thing, and being prepared.
Right.
So I'm really happy about that.
Yeah. And I think that is how you grow as a human being, is understanding how to figure out a problem. Or identifying the problem and then creating a solution. I know multiple people that tell you problems all day. Oh, yeah, this is wrong with you. That is wrong with you. You know, you don't do it like this. You're not supposed to do it. Your grandma's messed up. You're supposed to wear makeup on this podcast. You're supposed to do this. You know, this is not the topic that you want to say, but sometimes people don't need to hear that.
Exactly.
Sometimes people just want, you can say it, but have a solution with that. Okay, if you don't like my hair in this podcast, or you don't like, you think I need to put on more makeup, or my grammar is wrong, then you fix it for me. Send me the fixed copy. I'll change it. I have no problem with that. I did not see the problem, and now... thank you for taking the time to fix it, and I appreciate you, and I'll acknowledge you on that. But at this point, I don't see that, and I know that works in the same way with relationships. When people are dealing in relationships and dealing with relationships, that guy you're dating, somebody on the outside could be like, oh, my God, why would you ever talk to this guy? He's this, he's that, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that, or she doesn't do this, or she doesn't do that.
Right.
Then they're like, well, but I want to be in a relationship. So then you have to really dig down and figure out why they're so emotionally attached to that person in that situation. And again, that goes back to your first comment about having self-love and understanding what you need as a human being and what you want. And that works on all facets of life, right?
Yeah, it does. It really does.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and even I found, you know, a part of what I do is to help bring clarity. And so just maneuvering and being able to navigate and use wisdom, like you're saying, people are, you know, coming from different veins of life, you know, and they may or may not be ready for certain levels of truth. But a part of my job is to help people to identify. I'm not going to necessarily, you know, tell you, well, you have these issues, you have those issues, but I help them to identify themselves that they have this issue. And that's really the beauty of what I do. Because
right.
I'm helping them to discover. I'm not, and a lot of times, when, you know, I don't know if you've ever had this, but when you, sometimes when you try to tell people based, depending upon where they are in their life, in their psyche, when you tell them to do something, they put a wall up for some reason. So
yes,
a lot of times to get around that wall, I help them to identify and to discover. I help them to be able to determine what decisions they need to make versus me telling them what decision they need to make.
Exactly.
And I found that to be very important.
And that is really, that is the best way to do it when you are a coach or
mm-hmm.
in any coaching establishment. When you are a coach, you you have to give questions, ask qualifying questions, so that they would know how to position themselves to fix it versus
mm-hmm.
just saying, well, like coming on here and be like, you don't know, what do you mean you don't know what your marketing domination position is? What makes you different? You don't know what makes you different? No, that does not, you can't say that to actually anybody who has any kind of statue or confidence about themselves, because 90% of them will just, like you said, put that brick wall up and shut you off.
So,
as being a coach, it's like, well, what do you want different? What do you want to say to your customers that make you stand out to the next person? Why would people want to work with you? You know what I mean? What makes you unique? No pun intended. But what makes you so different that people want to hang out with you, want to be around you, you know, wanting to be in a relationship with you, you know? And that, in this,
mm-hmm.
this market-dominating position works with everything. Why
mm-hmm.
are people your
friends? It really
friends?
Does.
Why are people your friends? Why do people like hanging out with you? What makes you so cool to hang out with? And it goes with that, and then it goes with what makes your business so cool to be in. Why do people go to your boutique? Why do people eat at your restaurant? Why do the customers? Because sometimes it's about customer service, about food, it's about ambiance, it's about energy. It's so many different factors that can help you dominate your market and dominate the person that you are and make you different. And that's why people
mm-hmm.
come to you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you the question one more time.
Mm-hmm.
And we know you have a gift. We know that
mm-hmm.
you're like super powerful in what you do, and this is why you are placed on this earth. But how do you convey that to a stranger? Because if you tell that to somebody, they'll be like, oh, man, I don't believe in that, da-da-da-da-da. Possibly, depending on if they've even figured out what their gift is, right? So how would you say that on Instagram?
Well, basically, when you say it on Instagram, that kind of throws me. But if just in answering your question, it's just that I'm down to earth. You know, I exude a spirit of joy, a spirit of hope, which makes people comfortable. When I encounter people, most people end up wanting to tell me their whole entire life because they feel so safe. They feel
right.
so comfortable. And they experience a level of peace and a level of joy. And I think that that's what attracts people, even in my post, you know, and I'm really working on being able to tailor that in a post, you know, my true personality, my authenticity, that joy and that vibrancy for life. One of my mottos is enjoy the moment, enjoy the journey. And so I give that off. I exude that, and that attracts people.
Well, from what you just said, my my compelling offer, or well, I guess verbiage that I would use for you would be kind of what I would say is that you are I create a secure atmosphere for your insecurities. I make you feel comfortable within yourself. Because not all coaches do that. Because some coaches are really harsh. Some coaches are they're like just comparing you to Kevin Samuel, right? Kevin Samuel would be like,
I would never operate out of that.
Right. You're cut and you're going to have a dog and be alone for the rest of your life. Just get a dog. You know what I mean?
That's not my ministry, though.
That is what he says. And so you.
He tells the truth, but it's just no.
Right. It's just like, man, people be. See, I can't even talk because my heart be like, oh man, don't hurt that. These people gonna jump off
exactly.
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 Hey, they might not wait for you. You make people want to just jump. Like, gosh.
Yeah.
A lot lighter. But with that being said, you would probably create something, or is it like, you know what? If you make some of these powerful changes in your life, you can make yourself a more, what would you call it? A more receptive or more receivable person to the next person want to show love to. And something of that nature. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
So that would be like how I would say that you may be different than somebody else out there, or even some other relationship coaches or business coaches that are out there that are just so brutal with you and harsh. You make people feel comfortable in their insecurities so that they can get out of that wall.
And I strongly believe, you know, another spiritual principle that I go by is I believe miracles happen when you're moved in compassion. When we think about the teachings of Jesus, a lot of his miracle, he was able to perform those miracles because he was moved in compassion. And we don't see a lot, as many miracles as I would like to see, I believe, because we haven't mastered that pure love. We have, and in that love is that spirit of compassion towards people. You know, everybody's different. Everybody's at a different place within this race. And we do too much comparing and not enough reaching out to pull them up with that spirit of compassion, which brings, in my opinion, miracles.
It does. It
change.
It does. And that's a very, very powerful statement, because you really, really have to, because I have people around me. I have assistants and everybody else, and everybody's goes through life. And of course, I'm the oldest one in the group. So, I mean, of my group. And then I'm like, well, you know, I've done this. I've been the single parent. Mm-hmm. I've had the bad boyfriends. And then you're looking at the younger generation with you, and you're like, gosh, I wish I could make you not want to do what I did. Like, don't repeat
right.
the craziness, because it just wastes so much time. So then, you can't really, you have to figure out with whomever you talk to, because I have two of them, have two different personalities, and one I have to say it a little bit more blunt to another one, and I have to candy coat it and let them figure it out kind of on their own, because they're not going to allow me to say it.
Absolutely. They have to walk their journey, and sometimes we can be hindrances, you know?
Right. And I learned that about, as well as learning myself, is like, if somebody tells me not to do something, I'm determined to figure it out. You know what I mean?
Right,
you tell me it can't be done. You can't be in a relationship with that person. Mm-hmm. Why not? You know?
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's what I encourage some people is to go ahead and date, you know, go ahead and, you know, because when I was single until I was 45 years old. I got married 10 years ago.
Wow.
And that was a journey. So I take a lot of what I went through as it relates to my journey to self-love, you know, but I tell people, don't be afraid to make a mistake. Those are some of your biggest learning experiences. You know, go out with the knucklehead, but make sure you understand what you learned in that relationship.
Right.
And then when you get in your next relationship, you make sure that you use those learning, you know, those as objectives in your next relationship. Don't just, some people just go from relationship to relationship and they never analyze. And that's one of the things that I take finding failures to fuel success in one of my modules in my one-on-one coaching session is to help them to go back. Let's go back. What did you learn from this? People usually focus in on the pain, you know, on the disappointment, on the heartbreak. Okay, yes, we know all of that went on. So we're going to do an autopsy here, and we're going to understand what lessons you learned in all of this, because it's vital information for the success of that relationship that you so much desire. And that's where a lot of people are missing it. That's why a lot of people keep going in circles, because you are not analyzing. You're not doing the autopsy. You're not understanding those lessons. Failure, I don't even know. You know, failure people look at as a negative. I don't look at it as a negative. And so I help people to, you know, understand that so that they can, you know, use that to produce the type of relationships that they desire.
And that right there is gold. Let's drop the mic. It's over. You don't have to say nothing else. that right there is gold. And it's so funny you said that, because I had that same conversation at the bar last night. I was talking about
you.
These girls. Yes. And I was like, you know what? I always had a list. I always grew up with create a list of the things that you want. So then I won the relationship, right? And I was like, I want this man who doesn't lie to me and tells me all the truth. Everything he tells me is the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
I learned that I don't like the truth all the time.
You know what? One of my sayings is sometimes our imagination, or what we imagine we want to do and we want to be, is so much more entertaining than actually being it in some cases.
Yes. And
I imagine I want to do a 300-mile bike ride with my husband. He's a biker, but it's so much more fun in my head.
Oh man, I don't imagine that. But at all, and I like to ride bikes. And so I'm like, 300 miles? Can I get me at 26 miles? I'm like, is it over yet?
And mind you, he's sick. My husband is 64 years old, so I give him props.
Yes, that is awesome. That's beautiful. I give him high fives and cartwheels too. And one day when I grow up, I do not want to do that. But that's like running a marathon. I see these runners going down. I live off of Beltline, so I see these runners running. I was like, yeah, I want to run in some days. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get out here and run. And I start running, and I'm like, nope, don't want to do that. You can get that result that you want, but you know that that is not what you do. I'm just going to go back in the gym and do baby steps on this, and we're gonna figure this out. But with that all being said, but that is the true thing. And that works with business as well. You can go through your business.
Yes.
And you can fail at a business. And if you keep doing the same things, you're going to get the same results. So do things a little different. Create your structures. Create your systems. Create your positions of where you want to be in your business so that you can be better at it. Because just because you've been in business, just because you have been in business for 10 to 20, 30 years does not make you a business person. It don't.
It does not.
Same thing on your side. Just because you've been in a relationship for 20 years, don't make that person good for you.
Make
that relationship good for you. It just don't.
Right.
It took me a long time. I just found the guy that I like what 4 or 5 years ago. Do you know how many people I had to figure out I didn't like? And I didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony, this is a trick. This is crazy. When I met him, I looked at him and said, wow, I like you. And I was only dating people. Listen, I was only dating people because, okay, he's a nice guy. He has a good job. Da-da-da. He's decent.
Right.
I didn't like no guy until I met him. And I looked at him and I was like, I like you. And he was like, I like you too. And he was like, no, you really don't understand.
I love it.
I want to hang out with you. I want to go places with you. I want to be around you. Usually I'm forcing myself. But we're coming to the last 5 minutes of this show, and I would like you to make sure that everybody here, if they enjoyed this conversation, know where to find you on your platform. So can you please tell everybody what platforms you are on and how they can find you?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at The Way to True Love.
Lovely. Do you have a website?
It is in the making. I'm revamping it.
Okay.
It will be thewaytotruelove.com.
Okay. So find her, Way of the True Love. If you need some personal coaching, relationship coaching, self-love coaching, all of that, she has those great superpowers to help you dig into what you need to make yourself the better person in a secure and non-violating atmosphere. Ah, how you like that one? So.
Absolutely.
I do want to have everybody have a great night, and I appreciate you coming on very last minute with me tonight. And,
no problem. I enjoyed it.
Be ready to talk. Thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right, and you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So everybody, that was a great conversation. We got on personal terms. You know, this is the podcast and we talk about lifestyle. We talk about business and lifestyle and making sure that you're in a relationship that is great for you, helps absorb your business, helps grow your business as well, because you want people around you that are supportive and compassionate and love you and take the time to devote to what you are doing. And you don't need that negative energy with you. So when you are out here figuring out what you want to do and how you want to do it, and if you're bringing another person into it with you, make sure that they're the companion that you need to make yourself a better person. This is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. Again, we always talk about this at the end of the show, removing negative people out of your life. Make sure you go online and order that Buy Pookie book to remove those negative people out your life. If you want to learn how to dominate your market and your business and need to figure out how to do it, sign up. Click the link in my bio right now. Click the link on my page. Go to my website. It's Unique Marketing. Or shoot me a DM if you're on one of my social media platforms. And let's get this marketing evaluation started. Let me show you, let me teach you how to create your marketing dominating position in the world so we can make you a successful business in 2022. So make sure you guys click that link. Like and subscribe and follow. Put your notifications on. Do all of those things. Please share it, all of this, whatever platform you want, I don't care. Share with everybody that's out there. I want you to know, I want everybody's love. I want y'all to tell people about Miss Denise that was on and tell everybody about the topic that we talked about today, how to create a market-dominating position in your business. How to make sure your business model is perfect for what you need to be doing. What makes you different in your business compared to all your other competitors? Why should people use you rather than going somewhere else? You know, so think about it. Write those questions down. Think about them and keep notes of them. So let me know. Send me a DM. Send me a message. Comment down below on what makes your business different than the next business. This is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach. Leaving you in Studio U, signing off. You have a great night, and I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. Bye-bye.